Hello, you guys. Welcome or welcome back to my podcast. I am so happy to be back. I took a 2-week break. I was away, but now we're back, baby, better than ever. And I'm just excited to catch up. We have a lot to talk about. I'm currently getting ready for my wedding in Rome. There is still a lot to be done, and I'm really stressing out, but I'm trying to remain calm and just take it in. I feel like it's so easy at this moment in my life to just like look forward to the future and just anticipate everything that's coming. But it's also very important to just like take a breath, take it all in, and just take it day by day and do the best you can every single day. And try not to let wedding stuff consume you. I feel like my mom is more stressed than both my husband and I, which is so funny. She told me she's more stressed about my wedding than her own wedding because she's doing a lot of things and she's constantly like rushing and trying to get everything done in time. But she's honestly the best and I am so happy she's helping. I do not know what I would have done without her. And of course, my wedding planner, Marta. Honestly, if you're thinking about getting married in Italy, actually you should get married in Italy. It's the most romantic place in the world and it's just perfect. The food is perfect. People are so nice. I highly suggest getting married in Italy and you should definitely use my wedding planner because she's the goat. Her Instagram is Wedding Events Italy. Her name is Marta. She's an actual angel and she's literally done every single thing for us. I had my bachelorette last week and it was the most fun ever, like way better than I ever thought it would be. We went to Mykonos and we were so lucky because my best friend has a house there and her house is absolutely stunning. She hosted us. It was perfect. And I just had like good quality girl time. Like we went out, we had drinks, we had amazing lunches and dinners. We went horseback riding. I used to ride all throughout middle school and high school and I was obsessed. So it was so nice to just do something I really love, something that truly makes me feel so free and fun. Like I hate adrenaline. Like I'm not an adrenaline type of person. You'll never catch me in a crazy roller coaster that just screams like accident to me. Especially at like those like amusement parks where they set up temporarily, like Winter Wonderland is just like only for the winter. I do not trust anything that comes out of a suitcase and is assembled like on the spot, like via a suitcase or like in a truck. No. You will not catch me in one of these. They scream accident to me. But when it comes to horseback riding, I honestly love going fast. I love the adrenaline. So that was really fun. And I feel like it's all about the balance. You can 100% have a really healthy life and try and be productive and have that like clean girl aesthetic. But you should also be able to have fun and let loose and go out with your friends and have drinks, get drunk, get messy. That's life. It's all about the balance. I know I've been in a situation where I feel like I've evolved so much that I don't want to go back into old habits or old ways of living where it was like not healthy at all and it wasn't good for my mental health. But it's also okay to tell yourself like, listen, we're gonna have fun and we're gonna enjoy this, and that doesn't mean we're going back. That doesn't mean that we're not that healthy girl, that we're not, you know, leading a healthy lifestyle. It just shows the balance that we have in our life and that we can absolutely do both without feeling guilty, and we can eat whatever we want, and that doesn't mean that we're gonna gain weight. It's all about enjoying life. It's okay to take 2 weeks off from working out. That's what I did. I didn't work out for like 2 weeks when I was away. And the secret is not feeling guilt about it. Because if you feel guilt and you wake up every single day and you eat what you want and you don't work out and then you go to bed and you're like, fuck, why did I do that? I feel like shit. Then it's just not worth it because you're not going to feel good. But it's all about doing it and owning it. I ate whatever the hell I wanted on my trip. Like I did not watch my diet. I drank, I had my tacos, I had my french fries. Well, I actually had all of these yesterday. But life is all about balance, in my opinion. And of course, this is so different case to case, but extreme discipline does not work for me. You got to be able to enjoy life and do the things you want to do. Also, huge shout out to all the girls I met while I was on my trip. It is so freaking cool meeting you guys. And if you ever see me, please come say hi. Not just that, like I want to know everything about your life. Like shout out to Emma. I met her and she's the sweetest angel in the entire world. And we literally had like a 20-minute conversation. I'm like, show me what you bought. Like I want to see your shopping. Tell me about your life. Like let's talk. Let's do this. Everything I do, like the content I put out and the podcast and Instagrams and all that, that is just for me to find, like, I know this is cheesy, but it's just for me to find my tribe, like to find my people. I'm not doing this shit to impress the people in my hometown or like people that I know. I do it to connect with people that think the way I do, that like the things that I like. So whenever I meet you guys, I'm like, these are my people. Like we could 100% be best friends right now. So it's just super, super cool whenever I meet you guys. And it's like the highlight of my day. It makes my day. I feel like I'm connecting with my people. It was also my birthday on the 18th of April. Shout out to all my Aries sisters. I swear I always cry on my birthday, but this time it was tears of joy. And I was at lunch with my husband end, and I was literally like bawling my eyes out, but like true tears of happiness. And I was just thinking, like, the waiter that was like bringing us water and stuff, he must have thought, oh my god, this girl is like not okay. But honestly, my heart was just so full. I was just like so happy. I was like, this is as good as it gets, oh my god. And I really try to take everything in, and I literally want to cry just like thinking about it. But growing up, like, my birthday was never like a big deal. Like, I was not like celebrated like that. It was just a normal day, and I hated my birthday, and I would cry on my birthday because I felt like no one wanted to do anything special for me. So having my birthdays be so special now is truly healing my inner child, and it's just like, it's the best feeling in the entire world. So for today's episode, I thought we could do a Q&A and just catch up and talk about everything. I got so many incredible questions, and I really want to go through as many as I can. So let's start. I always like to start with the first question that I have received. So let's start with that one. It's tips to start a wellness lifestyle for someone who has a very busy schedule. I know it's very hard to do everything you want to do, especially when you have a very busy lifestyle and you have a job and kids. So my tip for you is try and multitask. For example, while you get ready, you can put on a meditation, a get ready meditation. So while you're doing your makeup, you're also doing the work. Subconsciously, consciously, you just have the meditation playing in the background, and it's so much better than like any other podcast. When you're taking a shower, you can do like an aura cleansing ritual. While you're washing yourself in the shower, just visualize all your worries leaving your body with the water leaving your body, if that makes sense. Imagine all of the negative thoughts and energy leaving through your toes while new energy goes in through your fingertips. As the water falls, visualize your body and watch the old energy just like leave, being washed away. Before you go to bed, just turn on your diffuser and add like delicious oils inside. While you have your coffee in the morning, try and journal for 5 minutes. Whatever your schedule is now, you don't need to change anything, especially if you don't have time, but try and incorporate things while you do the things you were already doing before. It will just enhance your wellness journey and will help you become the person you want to be, if that makes sense. What are your thoughts on Sophia Rich's wedding? Oh my God, I thought it was absolutely stunning. The flowers were so incredible, and can we please talk about her outfits? Her wedding dress is divine. Imagine having Chanel make a custom wedding dress for you. Like, this is out of a fairy tale. I loved her nails. I loved how simple and elegant she looked. Not simple, but like not like extra, if that makes sense. Like, her makeup was so beautiful and elegant and just like timeless. Everything was timeless. I also really loved the outfits leading up to the wedding. They definitely didn't get the hype they deserved because they were everything. She just looked so beautiful, and most of all, she just looked happy, and that's what you want to look on your wedding day. You just want to look happy and full of love. As a TikToker myself, I was living for the TikTok content. I hope she keeps posting because I absolutely loved her Get Ready With Me's and her makeup tutorials. Whoever is helping her with socials and branding and PR and all of that, they are doing an amazing job, and I can't wait to see more of her because she looks so lovely. How living with a partner really is behind closed doors. My husband is the first guy I've ever lived with. I can only speak from my one experience, but honestly, it's great. It's literally like having a sleepover with your best friend every single day. Of course, there's days where I'm like, oh, just stop being so messy, because he is very messy. But I guess it's like, it's kind of part of the contract. There's going to be stuff you love, and there's going to be stuff that kind of annoys you, and it's totally normal. You just have to accept them as well. Like, if you know your partner is kind of messy, you have to expect that they're going to be kind of messy. Just let them know, tell them that you want them to work on it, and hopefully they do. What advice would you give to a teenage girl who gained weight? I would tell her that this is 100% normal. People gain weight during their teenage years. You're becoming a woman. Suddenly you have curves that you didn't used to have, and it's totally normal. And it's honestly a beautiful part of life, and enjoy it. Fall in love with your body. Be truly grateful for your body. You're waking up in this amazing, healthy body, and you get to do the things you like. You get to run. You get to do sports that you want to do. You get to dance. You get to go out with your friends. Last thing you want to do is compare yourself with someone else. And I know it's easier said than done. Just because your friend's body looks a certain way doesn't mean yours will. Your body shows up for you every day. It deserves love. It deserves kindness. Which green juice powder can you recommend? I'm extremely lucky that I get to try a lot of different brands. I get sent a lot of stuff to try, and I've tried a lot of green powders. And honestly, I change my green powders all the time. At the moment, I'm drinking AG1 Athletic Greens, and it's great. I like to mix it with a little apple juice because I do not like the taste, but it works, I guess. What is your biggest self-care fixer-upper, one product or ritual that helps you reset? Truly nothing tops an amazing 40-minute shower. It's like an everything shower. I scrub everything off my body. I then lather myself with my favorite oils and lotions. I put on my favorite cozy PJs. I have freshly changed bed sheets, and I get into bed and I sleep for like 10 hours. And I swear, I wake up the next day and I am a different person. Nothing will ever reset me as much as this. It is my recipe to just just feel so fresh the next day and any problem that I have disappears because of that routine. What do you do when you feel unmotivated? I really try not to overwhelm myself and tell myself to take it one day at a time, literally one task at a time even. Know that the secret to getting ahead is getting started. So just starting whatever it is that I want to do, just starting. And knowing that it's okay if I fail. Failing is literally part of life and it's actually an important part of life. Just the fact that I'm starting is all I need right now. If I feel really unmotivated to go to the gym, all I need is to just put my workout clothes on. I'm not telling myself I need to get my ass there in 10 minutes. I'm just like, I just need to put my workout clothes on. And that's my only task. And once I put my workout clothes on, then it's a lot easier for me to be like, okay, now let's start. Just really taking it slow and being easy on myself and loving myself. I know tough love works on a lot of people, but it doesn't work for me. So I literally try to be as gentle with myself as possible. And if I don't feel like doing something, I'm not going to force myself. I'm always going to listen to my body. It's okay to take a few days off. Like nothing's going to happen. This is a very niche question, but I feel like it's so me and it's fave presents to buy people for their birthdays. I love buying people gifts for their birthdays. I love buying people gifts in general. And I think I'm pretty good at it. It's all about listening. Listening to what they like, knowing what they like and what they dislike. What are their hobbies? What do they like to do in their free time? What like funny videos do they send you? Have they sent you something that they might like? I also really like personalized stuff because I just feel like it shows effort. It shows that you didn't just like go into a store 5 minutes before their birthday party and just pick something up. I am a sucker for personalized stuff. I love everything personalized. And my husband is the same. So it's so easy to get him gifts. I just like to personalize everything. And I started doing it with my friends and they really like it. And I feel like it just shows that you care. It's something super special. If I open a gift and it's something like personalized with my name on it, I know they just like went through different websites. They found something that they like and then they got my name on it. It just shows so much thoughtfulness and it's something beautiful. So my favorite gift is to personalize everything that they like. What do you recommend to people who want to become a content creator or influencer? I think this is definitely the time to do it. There's enough space for everyone to achieve their goals and be successful. And the secret is to just start. Don't become obsessed with what people are saying about you or concerned that people are going to judge you or talk shit. Who gives a fuck? You're doing this because you want to do it, so own it and then find your niche. Like, what are you really into? Is it self-care? Is it wellness? Is it fitness? Is it cooking? The more specific niche, the better, I think. But also if you don't, that's completely fine. You can just do everything. Be consistent. You want to post like a few times a day, set time aside and just like really work on your content, do stuff that you're proud of. And an important thing is post content that you would want to watch. What would you enjoy watching? That's the content you need to be putting out. And as cliche as that sounds, you need to be yourself. Don't copy anyone else. I've seen so many influencers and content creators that are trying to be, you know, a specific influencer that's like very successful at what they do. And it doesn't work for them because that person that's very successful is very successful because they're being themselves. No one is you. And that is your superpower. Again, it's very cliche, but it's true. Be yourself and be very, very consistent. And I'm sure you're going to be very successful. How to deal with jealousy and betrayal in friendships. I feel like the older I get, the less space for it I have in my life. I have a very good circle of friends around me that I know love me and support me, and I love them and support them to death. And I'm okay with that. I don't need to have a million friends. I've had a lot of situations in the past where I felt betrayed or I felt like I wasn't treated nicely. And to be fair, I don't have space for that in my life. If I feel really betrayed by someone, I don't feel like I want to pursue a friendship with them. I'm really bad at confrontation, which I know is such a bad thing and I need to become better at it. But I just sense myself like just like pulling away from that friend or relationship or whatever it is. I just feel like this is in high school. If you're not going to be a good friend to me, it's okay. We don't need to have a fight about it, but I'm also not going to stick around and be your friend. But then again, it's very different situation to situation. Of course, if it's like a longtime friend and I feel like they betrayed me in some way and maybe that's not the case, I will always talk to them and I'm going to try and sort it out. I'm talking about like new friendships, not my old OG friends that I've had for like 20 years now. Do you sometimes feel like being a content creator makes you feel less in the moment? I feel like because I started doing this full time about like a year and a half ago. So I was like, I don't know, 20, 23, 24. I'm 26 now, so I didn't start really, really young. So I do have a sense of like, okay, not everything is content. Some of my most special moments in my life haven't been filmed. They're not content for me. It's just for me and my friends or my person, and that's how I want it to be. The best moments of your life aren't content. I also almost never post in real time. So I'll go do something or I'll go to a restaurant or go to, you know, have my day out and about, and I'll usually post at night or the next day just because I do want to be in the moment and I don't want to be like glued on my phone. How did you deal with studying college? I went to university at University of the Arts in London and I studied art direction. And honestly, like there were so many times I wanted to drop out. I was like, this is not for me, but I pushed through. I'm kind of happy I pushed through and I finished. But for me, it felt very much like this is something I need to do to get to the next stage of my life. I just looked forward and I wanted to start working and like get my life started, if that makes sense, like so badly. Didn't particularly enjoy it that much, the actual part of studying and going to college, but I definitely learned a lot. And now looking back, I guess I'm happy I did it. Are you going to return to YouTube? Yes, I'm going to film a vlog next week. Do you have any deep bloating tips? Yes, I do. I feel like universally all girls kind of deal with bloating and it's normal, but I do have some tips for you. Green tea is your best friend. It helps so much with deep bloating. Also peppermint tea helps. Lots of water. Bananas also help with deep bloating. So after flight, just eat a banana. Get a lymphatic drainage paddle from Amazon and just like cover yourself with oils. Put on a tutorial on YouTube and just do that whenever you feel bloated. Also, if you do have the budget, try and get a lymphatic drainage massage. Those always make me feel so much better afterwards. Healthy fats and protein is also great. Fermented foods. I absolutely love kombucha as well. I like to drink one kombucha a day sometimes. Lots of fiber, of course. Stress also bloats us a lot. So try and manage your stress. I know it's so much easier said than done, but like do stuff that like really calms you and you don't feel like you're in survival mode. Also going on long walks always, I feel like, helps my bloating. Whenever I get my steps in, I always feel the best afterwards. Talk us through all your wedding prep procedures and treatments. I honestly thought I was going to be more like anal and I was going to do a lot more stuff than I'm actually doing. I'm not doing that much. I'm actually more so focused on like my everyday routine and try and get a lot of sleep and try and never go to bed without doing my skincare and applying oils on my hair and trying to eat healthy-ish, but also I'm not like overdoing it. I had desserts yesterday and pizza. Treatment-wise, I like to get a facial every few weeks. I love a lymphatic drainage massage, so I'm definitely going to do this before I fly to Rome. I do full body laser in general, so I keep doing that. I got Botox on my forehead, actually. That's the only thing I touched on my face. I only did a little bit of Botox on my forehead, and I told my doctor I still want to move my forehead and have expressions, so she put literally the tiniest amount, and I think that's about it. I haven't done a lot. Maybe I should. I feel a little guilty thinking about it now, but I'm more so trying to be good on an everyday basis. Try and do like my gua sha in the morning and my skincare and taking care of my hair. I should probably book another facial now that I'm thinking about it. Do you have any advice on wedding planning? Yes, start early and give yourself enough time. I got engaged December 21 and my wedding is now. So I gave myself over a year and I think that's perfect. So if you're starting to plan your wedding, definitely give yourself over a year. Ideally, I know it's not the case for a lot of people and they have timelines that they need to hit. But if you do have time, just give yourself over a year just so you don't stress about it and you can do everything in your own pace. Make sure everything is perfect and the way you imagined it. Also, I know this is again a little bit pricey, but get a wedding planner. They've done this so many times. They know things that you do not know. They have connections with people that you don't have. And they are just going to make everything go so smoothly and they're going to plan everything for you. So it takes away a lot of stress. So if it's something in your budget that you can do, definitely do that, I would suggest. Will you ever do a house apartment tour? Dying to know. Of course, I really want to do one. I'm literally waiting for some sun in London. It's been so shit lately. I just need some spring sun so I can do a nice apartment tour because obviously every apartment looks better when the sun is shining through. So hopefully that will be sooner than later. Is it normal that I'm 15 and still have not had my first kiss yet? Yes. Yes, it's normal. I had my first kiss, I think, when I was 16. You have absolutely nothing to rush about. You're super young. You're going to spend the rest of your life kissing. You are not missing out on anything, trust me. Wait for the perfect guy or the guy that you feel comfortable and do it whenever you feel ready. There's nothing to rush about, trust me. How do I have confidence during intimate times? I started feeling super confident during intimate times when I stopped performing and I truly started enjoying myself. And I feel like guys also sense that. Like when you're trying to perform and you're trying to, you know, arch your back a perfect way and you're trying to look perfect and say the right things, guys, I feel like know that. When I started truly enjoying myself and doing this to pleasure myself. I didn't care how I looked. I just wanted to feel good. That's when I feel like I felt the most confident. It's all about getting out of your head and trying to be in the moment and also being a little selfish, you know? It's not just about the guy. It's about you. This is your time to enjoy yourself too. I feel like when I was really young, I just wanted to like look perfect and do the right things, which isn't the case. There's no right things. There's no such thing as looking perfect. You just need to enjoy yourself. That's when you look the sexiest, in my opinion. Okay, I feel like I'm going to respond to one last question. How to be a good older sister? I am an older sister. I'm actually a middle child. I have an older sister. She's 1 year older than me. And then I have a younger sister and she's 11 years younger than me, which I know is a big gap. And same mom, same dad. And she is the favorite of the family. She's my queen, my princess, my everything. And I think I'm a pretty good older sister. I feel like one of the tips I have is really try and talk to her as if she's like your age, because they can sense when you're talking to them as if they're like babies, even though they're not babies anymore. But in your head, you're like, oh my gosh, she's forever going to be my baby. But just like imagine yourself, you were once her age. You were once 15, 16. So talk to her the way you would like to be talked to when you were that age, if that makes sense. I also absolutely love giving her advice, like boy advice, anything, because it's like, I wish I had someone at that age to tell me what I know now. So it's literally the most satisfying thing, being able to give her advice on everything. And she also definitely loves stealing every single thing I own and old clothes of mine. So it's nice to have someone to give my old clothes to and everything I don't want. The best way to be an older sister is just showing up, being there for her, and having someone that you wish you had when you were her age, and they'll be happy. I'm so happy to be back. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you're having an amazing day whenever, wherever you're listening to this, and I can't wait to speak to you all again next week. I love you.